Welcome, folks. It's Encore time here on a Friday. It is the third day of May, and here is, of course, Jack Armstrong. Now, the Florida Panthers, who happen to be our adopted hockey team here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yes, we are located in Southern California. I grew up as an LA Kings fan, but, of course, I took the Panthers into my heart back when I was at WIOD Radio in Miami. Neil Rogers loved the team, and we all kind of rooted for the Panthers when they got to the Stanley Cup Finals in 96, whatever. So Jack Armstrong comes on the show to report on the Florida Panthers. Also, Steve Bozell is going to he's going to DJ a parent's dance at the kids' middle school. I can't wait to hear this one. Here it is, folks. Jack Armstrong and Steve Bozell of the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah! You don't have to hum it in, man.
Hum what?
Yeah, Dickman, that's what I'm talking about. You're humming it in. Okay, thanks very much. That was a real letdown.
What was that supposed to be?
That's rather anticlimactic, isn't it?
It was supposed to be a rocket ship effect, and I believe it did have it.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just don't like the idea of you saying that that artificial intelligence is an oxymoron and could apply to me.
You said it to Bud.
You said it to me.
I know I said it to Bud, and I apologize.
General, you're getting far afield here. You know, I just want to clear some things up.
Okay, here we go about yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I said to Dooley, when she said, I want to do the guy a solid, I said, it sounds like you want to go and clamber up onto the guy's desk, pull your pants down just past your buttock.
Uh-huh.
You say it's getting worse.
See, she didn't say that, man. And that's why she had Harvey. Well, that's why we almost got sued.
You weren't going to get sued.
Yeah, that's what she was going to. She was going to bring some kind of action.
It was actionable. Do you understand? It's actionable.
Dickman, I swear to God.
All right, so today's show is a presentation of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you very much. Because now I'm going to get my ass ripped here by Jack Armstrong. He's in Minneapolis. And it's been, I guess we're on day whatever it is of me saying that the Panthers suck. No, they don't.
Let me say this, Phil, to your fans who are listening that may not know. They may not to be up to speed on what's been going down. Phil Henry, you know, and let me just get this out here into the open, okay, before you start shutting me down. But Phil Henry got a little bit butthurt. Last year.
That's not applicable, butthurt.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute.
Go on, Phil. I wasn't butthurt.
Well, you got, you know, when the Panthers of the Florida Panthers of the National Hockey League, when they lost in the second round to the Tampa Bay Lightning, you got all upset because you said that the general manager, Bill Zito. Bill Zito got rid of a lot of great players and they turned the whole thing into just something that smells and sits and rots. It smells and sits and rots.
I'm not a hockey fan, but I do remember you, Phil, saying that the Panthers this year had better do better than last year's Panthers, or the whole thing was, I think, what did you just say, Jack?
The whole thing just sits and rots and smells.
Sits and rots.
Well, it does. It sits and rots and smells of the noonday sun.
Yes, that's very, very accurate.
What I said was,
No, everybody heard what you said.
Let me say what I said, because some people may not have. And if you don't mind, I'm the guy that said it, so I'm going to be the guy that says it.
What
does that mean, Phil? I'm going to be the guy that clarified. I said that if the Panthers don't get past the second round this year in the playoffs. And by the way, folks, I'm a Florida Panther fan because I spent a number of years in Miami. I was on the air down there at WIOD. I was on the air down there in the late 70s.
You okay? Because you're like, I did.
I'm fine, man. I was on the air down there in the late 70s at WSHE, long before they ever had anything even close to a hockey team, a baseball team, a basketball. All they had were the Dolphins back in those days. But the point being, I became very fond of the city and its sports teams, and I became very fond of the Florida Panthers. And I'm an L.A. King fan, and I like our local hockey teams here in Southern California as far as it goes, but the Panthers were quite a story. They made it to the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay, can I, because this is going on and on and on.
Yeah, Phil, it's starting to get a little long-winded. Well, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm going to finish.
Yeah, whatever.
Go ahead. Yeah. So as it turned out, last year they won the President's Trophy, which is the most points scored in the regular season.
Now, is that the most wins?
Yeah, that's the most wins, right?
No, that is not the most wins. No, it isn't.
What does it mean?
It means points. That means you get 2 points for a win, 1 point for an overtime loss, you see, because they go into a shootout. They don't have ties anymore in the National Hockey League. They have overtime losses or overtime wins. If you lose in the overtime period, you get 1 point.
I don't get it.
That doesn't make any difference to me. So,
well, Phil, that shows a very decided lack of sensitivity to your audience, because I think in many ways I represent your audience.
Mr. Henry, I can...
Hold on. You represent my audience?
Your audience is what I said.
Mr. Henry, let me clarify. First of all...
No, I'll clarify. Thanks a lot, Jack. So they get... Never mind how many points they get. They won the They won the trophy for the best team. Anyway, that was last year. I said, well, they go into the playoffs. They lose in the second round. They fire the coach. They get rid of Jonathan Huberdeau and some other very popular players.
What's the guy's name, Hoob?
His name's Huberdeau. I'm only kidding. Huberdeau.
Jonathan Huberdeau. He plays for the Calgary Flames right now.
Yeah. So they got rid of the team, and now they come out, and this year they finish in fourth. They barely make it into the playoffs, and I was personally one of these guys that was very disappointed, thinking they should not have fired the coach last year, and that the brain trust there at the Panthers sucked. That's what I thought. Now they get into the playoffs. What do? In the first round, they upset the Boston Bruins, the President's Trophy winning team this year.
All right, so this is the team this year that won the most points of the teams.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know anything about hockey?
I know. Wow. God, Phil, he probably knows about as much as you do.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I think we have to understand that a lot of people may know more than you do, and maybe they don't know more than you do.
Uh-huh. Do you know anything about hockey?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I live in Minnesota, Minneapolis.
You live in Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Where?
You live in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so you follow the Wild?
I'm Wild, yeah. You mean the Minnesota Wild hockey team? Yes, I do. I follow them very much. I very much do.
Okay. So then you know that there is a President's Trophy. I don't give a shit, so forget it.
So anyway, Phil is very upset because the Florida Panthers are proving to be better this year, perhaps even better than last year's team, because they win the first round, they win it in overtime in 7 games, scoring a goal in the last minute of the 7th game, and then going ahead in overtime to win the 7th game and the series against the Boston Bruins. This is one of the legacy teams in the National Hockey League.
Now, Margaret, hold on for a minute, homeboy.
One of the legacy teams in the National Hockey League. One of the original 6. Ah, do you know about that?
No, I didn't.
No, what is that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, the original 6. The Boston Bruins, the New York Rangers, the Chicago Blackhawks, the Detroit Red Wings, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the Montreal what?
The bike, I know.
The Montreal Canadiens, that's right. The original 6. Along comes the expansion.
All right, Margaret, don't give me the whole history of the National Hockey League, okay? You're right. They beat the Bruins, one of the great legacy teams. And obviously this really hurt the Bruins, too. They got two great, great players. Well, one of them probably retiring, Patrice Bergeron.
What? What's his name?
Bergeron. Never heard of him?
I've heard of him, and he may retire. And they have also Brad Marchand. They have a great many great players on the
Boston Bruins.
Right.
Okay, so what's your beef? Where are you anyway, Jack?
I'm on the Interstate 405. I'm headed to the 5Y. I'm going down to San Juan Capistrano tonight for dinner with my sister, the Guinevere. Okay?
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, I've got to have some dinner. But I thought I'd give you a call. Basically, you know, Phil, as much as I love you and as much as I respect you, I kind of want to break, you know, excuse my language, I wanted to bust your balls a little bit about the Florida Panthers.
All right, well, I was wrong.
You sure were wrong. You sure were wrong. You were wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong, Mr. Henry. The Florida Panthers, they not only win, like Margaret was saying, in the first, then they won today.
Yes, they won today by beating the, what is the team?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Toronto Maple Leafs, the team located in the hometown of your parents. A team that hasn't won a Stanley Cup since 1967. A team that defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning in the opening round.
Are you a hockey fan?
Not at all. I can't stand it.
Well, Ms. Gray.
Well, you sound like you know a lot about it.
I do my homework. They defeated the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round. and looked as if they might rouse themselves out of the slumber they've been in since 1967. But alas and alack, no, they didn't.
So they lost the game today. Let me get, if I could, get back to Jack. What did they lose by?
They lost today 4-2. It was a game. Frankly, I turned the game off in the second period because I had to do some other work. I was putting together some real estate tips for my sisters who's looking to buy some property down at San Juan La Miguel. You know,
where is San Juan La Miguel? You're talking about Laguna Niguel?
Yeah, that's it, Laguna Niguel. And so I was putting that together.
So you didn't watch the rest. So you're here doing the hockey report, and you only saw the first part of the game.
Well, it was pretty evident to me, Mr. Henry, and to anybody that was to watch the game, that the Florida Panthers were a quick off the faceoff. They were pushing the puck into the Toronto zone. They were harassing this guy Romanov or Samamanov. He's another one of these Russian goalies, you know.
And what do you mean another one of these Russian goalies?
He's just another goalie from Russia who's in over his head, you know, like that guy Bobrovsky.
That guy's name is Bobrovsky, and he plays for the Florida Panthers. He's damn good.
I know. Yeah, he's damn good this year. He's damn good this year. Last year he was getting his ass handed to him on a silver platter. Did you see him play last year?
I saw him, yeah. They had a tough time last year. We're not talking about last year.
But I mean, just I'm saying, last year he had his ass handed to him on the silver platter. I mean, there was like a guy came up to him and said, did you order your own ass? Here it is. You know, that's how bad it was. And these are the points that I want to make and stress as we go along to the evening.
I got Jack Armstrong on the... All right, anyway... Yeah, I got Jack Armstrong on the line with me.
Jack Armstrong giving us the report on the Florida Panthers. Really, this is nothing more than what, bud?
This is our way of saying to you, Mr. Henry, you were wrong. You were wrong. You were dead wrong. You ought to admit it, and you ought to just admit it.
Okay, I was wrong. And what happens if they lose this series?
If they lose this series, then you are right. But up until then, you are wrong.
How does that work, man? How is it that I'm wrong? How is it that I'm right? Wait a minute.
You're wrong until you're right.
Yeah, you're wrong right now. But if they do... But you know what? Even if they lose this series, I still say you're wrong because they got swept last year in this series. At least they won at least one. Say it again. You heard me. They won at least one. I don't buy that.
Why not?
Because I just don't. Because if they don't get past the second round this year, I don't give a damn if they... I don't care if it goes seven games. They didn't do any better than the team did last year, so they can go suck it as far as I'm concerned.
See, Chad, man, it's really disappointing. You just can't admit the fact that you're wrong, and that's the part that I don't get.
Well, you're the guy that didn't even watch the whole game today because you're doing some real estate prospectus for your sister.
That's right. I haven't talked to my sister in a couple of years, and she's thinking of moving to Laguna Niguel.
Do you do real estate?
No, I don't, but not in California, no, but I was looking over some things.
So is she moving here?
No, she lives there now in San Clemente, but she wants to move to Laguna Niguel.
Anyway, how we got on that topic?
Anyway, we're talking about the Florida Panthers and the fact that Phil has been wrong this year about them, and they're about to win the... I don't know if they will or not, but coming out of the gate and winning this first game is impressive.
Yeah, it was great, you know, talking about hockey and everything like that.
That's right. What about it?
I don't know. It's
unusual, Margaret, to hear you, you know, sound off on sports.
I watched because I knew we'd be talking about it, and I paid particularly close attention because Jack was coming on. Nothing against you, Jack, but you.
Yeah. Okay.
You do, Jack. You kind of stumble around.
You do. You fumble your way through it. I'm just trying to help us get through this.
You know something? I'm getting better and better with the sports reports. You can ask Mr. Henry.
He is. You're getting better, Jack. Thank you very much. Although next time, when we ask you to watch a game, watch the whole game, not just half of it, before running off and doing some real estate research for your sister. Okay?
Well, I mean, you know...
No, well, nothing. If we ask you to watch the game, would you mind just watching the game?
Yeah, okay. Fuck me.
Hey, man, watch the language.
Watch the language. Thank you, Jack Armstrong, coming on here to tell me what a moron I am for not believing in the Panthers, although they haven't done any better than they did last year. They're the Florida Panthers, and we're in California, and you're probably wondering why I'm even talking about it.
All right, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Henry, glad to do it.
Thank you very much, Jack. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show, coming up next, Steve Bozell, who is doing a classic rock night for his men's club at CK Corona Church. Is that right, Margaret?
Yes, Steve is putting together a classic rock night. He's going to DJ this for the parents and faculty.
We'll listen to Steve Ozell next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Oh, man.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Bozell in studio here in the world-famous Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico Studios in Southern California. It's a great pleasure and a great honor. And today I'll be telling you a little bit about the DJing that I'm going to do on family night, or I mean on a DJ I'm going to do on couples night, where the parents and the faculty get together and dance and sing and, you know, kind of do a socializing, and I will be the DJ, and I'll tell you all about it.
The subscription.
Oh, yeah, the subscription to The Phil Henry Show. Get one at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year. It's under $10 for a month, under $7 for a month if you average it out over the year. You get all kinds of material, 55,000-plus hours of radio and digital content. Much of it has to do with me, Steve Bozell. I'm on a lot of it. So, I, you know,
take it easy.
So get a subscription now at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com.
Greatest value online other than porn.
Yeah. Yeah, that, and the greatest value online other than porn.
And welcome back. It's the Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Oh, it's been butt cold, man.
What's going on with this weather?
It has been butt cold here in California, at least this part of California. I know that we live on this... this part of the beach that's I live in a part of the Southern California coast. It's almost central. It's foggy. There's a lot of sea lions. There's a lot of seals. There's a lot of, you know, these, there's a lot of marine mammal wildlife that looks at you as if it owns the place, as if it thinks it's special.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Are you going to get taking it personal? No, I'm not taking it personal, but down the street, just down the street from my house, on this little beach that is in the harbor, these sea lions... all of a sudden, they think they run the place?
Hey, Phil, it's wildlife. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm just kidding around. But, I mean, they're all of a sudden, you're down there, and you hear them, er, you know, barking.
Yeah, it's pretty loud. They're down near that store.
They are, you know, and you go into the store, you hear them, and it's like they're almost trying to tell you, you know what, we run the show here.
Well, what did the lady say from the Marine Mammal Rescue?
I called up the Marine Mammal Center, Channel Islands Marine Mammal Center. I said, you know, there's a lot of sea lions down here. And I was worried about them, because seriously, because there's humans, and humans are stupid when it comes to animals. I don't think there's any disagreement there.
Really? You actually?
Yes, I do. And I don't want to debate it. Humans, ultimately humans, when it comes to animals, have been very destructive. That's as heavy as I want to get about that, okay, Journal?
All right, fine.
So anyway, I said, she said, don't worry about it. We have people monitoring. We have people from the center that are going to go down there and make sure they're okay. B, those sea lions can take care of themselves, is the way she put it.
Well, they're gigantic creatures.
They are. The males are like pushing 1,000 pounds, some of them. And then the other thing is it's against the law to harm these animals. It's a felony. So you call the Ventura County Sheriff.
You get the sheriff online, they'll go down. And if anybody is, in fact, indeed trying to mess around with a sea lion... they will tase, they'll tase it, you know.
What, tase the sea lion?
No, they'll tase the guy.
How do you know they're going to tase the guy?
They will. If the guy's messing with the sea lion, they'll just go...
you don't even know what you're talking about, bud.
Well, they'll arrest the guy.
That I think they will do. So, anyway, I say all of that to say it's been really, really cold. All right, let's get...
said all of that to say it's been very, very cold these last, how about 5-6 months?
It's been butt cold. Phil is right. Thank God Frank and I live in Santa Monica, much warmer part of the coast. We come up here to where Phil lives, and we freeze our, excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen, but we freeze our asses clean off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Clint Eastwood.
What is that supposed to mean?
Didn't Clint Eastwood say that?
Clint Eastwood said, seeing as how,
oh yeah, that's right, it could blow your head clean off.
Right. So we have with us Steve Bozell from Corona, California. And as you know, Steve is a member of the CK Corona Church there in Corona, California. He's a construction contractor, a guy that we love to talk to about what's happening in the construction trade. But you're also an active member of your church there, Steve. And I know that you're going to be doing a kind of a couples night for the families, for the adults, right?
Yeah, Phil, it'd be for the parents and for the faculty of CK Corona. And I'm putting together my DJ list. I'm putting together a list of songs to play. Now, these are people who are 30, 40, 50-something people, and they remember the great songs of the 80s, 90s, and beyond. And what I'm going to be doing is it'll say Steve Bozell plays the 80s and 90s and well beyond for the tailored to your taste in music. And
Steve, this is General Shaw.
Hold on, General, before you start breaking my balls, okay?
And I'm not going to do... Wait, Steve, take it easy.
I don't want this guy.
I'm not going to... I just wanted to ask you, when you say the 80s, the 90s, tailored to your taste and beyond, are you going to be taking requests, I take it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take requests. One of the things about doing a DJ at a dance is, and I say this with great respect and appreciation for the fans that come out to the dances and listen to the DJs, spin the records, is that you can't, once you start taking requests, it ruins everything. It ruins everything you've planned, everything you've ever hoped to plan, every dream you've ever had in terms of how you wanted to do it, you know, and I know how I want to set this up.
Well, can you give us an idea? So before you tell us what the playlist is, I don't want to know that necessarily.
Well, I've got a few songs in mind.
But this is for parents and teachers.
It's for parents. It's also for the faculty and their spouses. And it's a way, I think, of again, having the adults at the middle school bond together and, you know, sort of bond and hook up. And not hook up, but, you know.
The big question here, will Erica Dorton be there?
I'm told that Erica Dorton will be there. Yeah.
This is a woman that all she ever does when she calls your house is breathe into a phone.
Yes, she does, but I'm told she's a wonderful woman. She's got a great sense of humor. She enjoys sports. She enjoys yachting. She
enjoys yachting.
That's right, Mr. Henry. She enjoys yachting.
All right, now, Steve, I've queued up.
Mr. Henry, please don't.
No, I have to. I've queued up an Erica Dorton phone call to your home that you played for us, and we have this in our archive. Now, this is a woman that enjoys yachting and has a great sense of humor. Every time she calls your house, she hasn't said anything other than what we're about to play.
Well, but she is in communication with the faculty, and we're into. Please don't, Mr. Henry. Please don't.
No, because you said that she... No, we have... I want people to understand who we're talking about here. We ask, is she going to be at the dance? So here's Erica Dorton, the headmistress of C.K. Corona Middle School. Bud?
Hello? Hello?
All right, now that was Erica Dorton calling your home last August 2022 as you played that back on our show.
And I understand, Mr. Henry, and here's what you just did. You just turned my whole the whole relationship that I have with Erica Dorton and C.K. Corona, you just went to the bathroom on it. That's what you did.
No, you know that I didn't, Steve, because you came on my show and you played that, and you know this has been an ongoing question.
All I'm trying to do is DJ a dance.
Right, and all we asked you was, will Erica Dorton be there? Steve, you've got to understand, there's something profoundly wrong with a woman that does that.
I'm not here to talk about Erica Dorton. The faculty at C.K. Corona is in touch with her, and they do a good job teaching our children. If you want me to hang up the phone and move on into another dimension... Move on.
What do you mean another dimension?
Well, I was going to say move on to another show, but there isn't any other show, so I'll move off into another dimension. I don't know.
No, we don't want you to move into another dimension. Steve?
Well, the way you said that, no, we don't want you to move into another dimension. It's like you're just blowing it off.
No, we're not blowing it off, but I really do not appreciate the way you blow off some very, very important questions. All right, so, Steve, you said that you're putting your playlist together. What kind of a night is it going to be, 80s, 90s?
Well, like I said...
You said 80s, 90s, and well beyond, tailoring it to your taste.
That's right. We say 80s, we'll play music from the 80s, we'll play music from the 90s, and well beyond, tailored to your specific taste, to your specific taste in the taste that you have. I'm Steve Bozell.
Okay, well, like what song? Give us an example of a song.
Well, one of my favorite songs... and it's an interesting thing. I got into a conversation with Deke Deakley, who's one of the fathers that runs the girls' volleyball team. And Deke and I both love that song that goes, Deke, can you sing that?
She drives me crazy. Ooh, ooh.
Yeah, there it is. Thanks, Deke. It's called She Drives Me Crazy by the good Young Cannibal.
By the who? But what? No, it's called Fine Young Cannibals, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it is, But Deacon, I looked it up. We had a conversation about it. It's a fine young cannibal, super fine cannibal. And it's a group of three guys that are really, they're pretty weird. But the song goes, do it again, Dick.
She drives me crazy,
ooh, ooh, like no one. That's an example of what you'll get on a Steve Bozell, you know, 80s, 90s, and well beyond, tailored to your tastes.
Now, when's this going to be, Sunday night?
It'll be Sunday night. It'll be CK Corona Memorial Bathhouse, which is...
What do you mean, bathhouse?
No, but what that means is that's what they used to call a gymnasium back in the 1940s when they first built it. So
that's what they call a gymnasium?
Yes, back in the 40s when they first built it, it was called a bathhouse.
I never heard of that. I never heard of that either.
Well, that doesn't mean... you never heard of it. It doesn't mean it didn't happen.
All right, the CK Corona Memorial Bathhouse.
That's right, Mr. Henry.
Okay, is where you're going to be having this dance. Can you give us an example of any other music? What are some of the other songs?
Well, there's a great song by ABC, All of My Heart. Once upon a time when we were friends, I gave you my heart. The story ends. No happy ever after. Now we're friends.
Oh, Jesus, that song sucks all kinds of ass.
No. Okay, never mind.
Okay, we don't need that, bud.
Sorry. I just,
thanks very much, because that...
No, that's a great song. That's by ABC.
That's ABC. But I guess I won't be doing it now on account of the...
Well, Bud, he's a different generation from you, Steve, and your contemporaries. Give us another song. These are 80s songs.
These are 80s songs. Another great 80s song that I'll be playing that night goes like this. Take these broken wings.
Steve, are you going to be singing these? You're going to be playing them.
And make... What?
Are you going to be singing these or playing them? Obviously, you're going to be playing the songs, right?
I'm going to be playing them, yeah. But occasionally, I'll stop down and I'll sing. Now, here's how it's going to sound. I'll play ABC, All of My Heart. I'll play, you know, She Drives Me Crazy by the Super Fine Cannibal or whatever it is called.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Fine Young Cannibals. And then I will say, and folks, thank you very much. Here's another song.
You lisp. You lisp a little bit there.
I know. Here's another song that you may remember. And then I'll just take these broken wings and learn to fly again, learn to fly and sing. I don't know how it goes.
Okay, so you'll sing some of them.
That's why this is a unique presentation. It's Steve Bozell, the great songs of the 80s, 90s, and well beyond, tailored to your tastes and your inclinations.
And your inclinations, okay.
Oh, what do you mean? That it sounds like I like animals or something?
No, just, I mean, your inclinations.
Well, what does that mean, your inclinations?
Well, your tastes and the way you're inclined to...
The way you're inclined to enjoy things.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Saturday night.
No, it isn't. It's Sunday night.
Oh, it's Sunday night. It's at the CK Corona Memorial Bathhouse. Steve Bozell will be DJing a dance. Steve Bozell with music from the 80s, 90s, and well beyond, tailored to your tastes and inclinations.
There's never a time I can come on your program, Mr. Henry, and not be laughed at.
No, Steve.
No, that's true. And the other day, when Dick Deakley said to me that I had the song Fine, that I had the Fine Sweet Cannibal song, She Drives Me Crazy, and I got it wrong, and I said, isn't this by the Sweet Fine Cannibal? And he laughed so hard, he was drinking a glass of milk, he laughed so hard the milk came right out of both nostrils. Man, I got up, I went to my truck, I just sat in my truck for probably a good half hour just thinking about my life and what I'd done with it.
You know, Steve, you're so melodramatic, it's ridiculous.
General.
No. Just because a guy laughs and milk comes out of his nose, you go sit in your truck and contemplate the failure of your life. Is that what you, that's what you did, right?
I mean, when you have a guy...
Isn't that what you did?
Yes, that's what I did.
And don't you think that's a little overreacting? So what if the guy laughed? It was pretty funny. You just get back in there and pitch, kid. You gotta keep on pitching, son, till you win.
Yeah, that's it, Mr. Bozell. You keep on pitching till you win.
Keep on pinching.
Keep on pitching.
And my name's Bozell, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Okay, so that's some good advice, Steve. Just keep on pitching, brother. Just so you got the name. What is it? You got the name of the song wrong?
I got the name of the song. No, I got the name of the song right. I got the name of the band wrong, and Deakley had a sip of chocolate milk, and I go, yeah, it's a song by the Fine Sweet Cannibal. And you saw him go, yee? And I mean two jets of chocolate milk came firing out of both nostrils. And all I wanted to do was bury my face in the hand.
Steve, one of these days, man, when you finally get a little bit tougher and thicker skin, you're going to be a great man.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's that supposed to mean?
Just exactly what I said. When you stop burying your face in your hands.
Burying my hair in my what?
Burying your face in your hands and being upset when someone is laughing at you, you'll be good.
You'll be fine, Steve. Now, can people go to this thing?
Yeah, there's...
I mean, can people outside the school?
I don't know. I don't think so.
What were you thinking of doing?
I was going to take Patsy to a dance.
You're going to drive all the way to Corona, huh?
Yeah. Who cares? Drive to Corona and listen to the sweet, fine cannibal.
No, it's called the fine, sweet...
The fine young cannibals.
Fine young cannibals, which she drives me crazy. And they also did another one that I like was called Good Thing. And,
I like that song.
You know that song?
Probably not that song, but I like this. I like any song called Good Thing.
Yeah, Good Thing. Is that one?
Yeah, that's the one. Anyway, that's going to be starting at 8 o'clock on Sunday night at the C.K. Corona Memorial Bathhouse with B. Steve Bozell. The sounds of the 80s, 90s, and well beyond, tailored to your specific tastes and the specifications. I forget now.
Why is it so long a title? Just Steve Bozell.
Wait a minute. Because I want it to be descriptive and I want people to enjoy it.
Steve Bozell, I think I remember. Steve Bozell, so music from the 80s, 90s, and well beyond, tailored to your tastes and inclinations.
Yeah, but I changed it. Steve Bozell, music from the 80s, 90s, and well beyond, tailored to your taste and the specifications of your inclinations.
Is that some kind of a joke?
What do you mean by that?
Well, it sounds like a joke, Steve. It sounds ridiculous.
What are they talking about?
Come on, Steve, the specifications of your inclinations. Just shorten it up. Steve Bozell, music from the 80s, 90s, and well beyond.
Yeah, well, Von Hauptmann. Load up another boxcar, because Von Hauptmann here...
What an asshole, man.
Get that guy flying right. Yeah, Steve, you can't do that, man. You can't say that. You can't say stuff like that, like Nazi stuff. Yeah, yeah. Load up a boxcar. Huh? I get paid on Tuesday. Give me the phone, will you? Are you there, Steve?
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. I'm sorry. I got carried away. I'm so sorry. I'm so very sorry.
All right. Well, good luck on Sunday night.
Thank you very much. Don't forget, folks, at CK Corona, Steve Bozell. The 80s, the 90s, and the inclinations of... I forget. God damn.
Steve Bozell.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Okay, well, that just about does it for tonight. That's all the damage that can be done. That's all the damage that we will do. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Hendry, for Semper Incorporated, all brought to you by Podcast One.
Good one, Phil.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to try it. Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry, by Semper Incorporated.